Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. This is science that affects your life. This is science that changes the way you view the world around you. And if you want to be part of this great mission, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity. So here's your chance to get on radio to ask that question. And if you want to find out more about my work, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to Facebook. And on Facebook, I have 5 million fans on Facebook, and I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. You know, Einstein spent the last 30 years of his life chasing after an equation, a theme, an idea, a unifying principle that could unify this great universe of ours into a single equation. Well, he failed. However, today we think we have it. It's called string theory. Find out more about what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my latest bestseller, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Okay, well, in this hour, this is your hour. We're going to open up the lines, and you can ask that question that you've always wanted to make but never had the opportunity. So moving on now, let's take the first listener phone call.
Yes, Dr. Kaku. My name is Steve Cotton. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio. I listen to your podcast through Google Podcasts, not a particular radio station. Love the work that you do, but I do have a question. We know that time dilation is a proven fact with the GPS systems having to calculate the time differential between its area in space and us on Earth. I also know, or at least have been made to understand, that light, traveling as fast as it does, experiences no time. So if we are able to craft a ship that can go near the speed of light, while we do know that that is not fast enough to get us to many places in the galaxy, wouldn't time dilation then take effect for the traveler? I'm curious to know if, even though light takes 20 years to reach a star that's 20 light years away, would an observer on the ship experience that much time? Thank you, Dr. Kaku.
Well, the short answer to your question is yes, you're absolutely right. But let me break it down. First of all, what is time dilation? Einstein asked himself a simple question, and that is, if it's 12 o'clock on the Earth, is it 12 o'clock everywhere, like in outer space? Does time beat uniformly throughout the universe? Is 1 second on the Earth the same as 1 second on the Moon or on Jupiter? Well, the short answer that Newton would give is yes. Time is absolute. A second is a second anywhere in the universe. Well, Einstein comes along and says, not so fast. The faster you move, the slower time beats. And that's called time dilation. And as you pointed out, you use that on your cell phone. This is a test of relativity every time you make a phone call, every time you use the GPS on your cell phone. You see, for a satellite going around the Earth at 18,000 miles per hour, time beats slower. Time beats slower on that satellite. So if you're in a rocket ship traveling at the speed of light on the Earth, an Earthbound telescope would see you in that rocket ship and time would slow down. You would eat slower, think slower, move slower. Everything in that rocket ship is slower. Then you ask the next question. Let's say it takes 20 years traveling near light speed to reach a star 20 light years from the Earth. Okay? If you are in the rocket ship traveling near the speed of light, does it take 20 years to go to the nearby stars? The answer is no. Because inside the rocket ship, you are frozen. Frozen in time. Time beats at a slower rate the faster you move. So the irony is, somebody on the Earth watching you blast off to a star 20 light years from the Earth would take less than 20 years to reach that star. You're an old man by the time you get to that star. But if you are in that rocket ship, not the Earth, if you are in that rocket ship, how long does it take for you to go to the stars or that nearby star? Maybe a few seconds. You just walk into the rocket ship and walk right out as if it was just a Sunday picnic, as if it just took a few seconds or a few minutes. That sounds outrageous, right? But that's just the way it is. We measure this. We measure this with your GPS. We measure this with our satellites. So to answer your question, if it takes 20 years for an earthling to reach a star, how long would it take for a man in an astronaut uniform to go to the stars? And the answer is, well, a few seconds, a few minutes. He walks into the space capsule and walks right out again as young as ever. So in the science fiction movies, when astronauts go into space and they wind up as old men and old women when they reach their destination, that's not necessarily true. If you're moving near light speed, okay, if you're moving near light speed and somebody on the Earth is looking at you, you are frozen. You are frozen. You're paralyzed. Everything comes to a halt because time beats at different rates throughout the universe. Now, you may say to yourself, this is crazy. This is crazy talk, right? Well, get used to it. It's called the universe. That's the reason why we have stars that shine. It's the reason why we have atomic bombs and hydrogen bombs. Most of electronics is based on this idea. So there's ample checks on this. Every time you use your cell phone, you are using Einstein's theory of relativity. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Good evening, Dr. Michio Kaku. I am calling you from Walla Walla, Washington. I'm listening to you on KONA 610 out of Pasco, Washington. My query to you, doctor, is there any evidence of a collision or an explosion of a small planet between Mars and Jupiter, which has now created the asteroid belt? There is some scarring on one side of Mars that I have seen in pictures. I am wondering if this is the incident. Thank you so much for enlightening us with Science Fantastic. Have a good evening.
Okay, well, you ask an interesting question that astronomers have asked for hundreds of years. There's something called Bode's Law. It's not an exact law, but it gives you approximately the distances between the planets. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. Except it's violated by the asteroid belt. Well, let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to answer the question, why do we have an asteroid belt? Is it a remnant of a dead planet? Well, let's talk about that after the break. And again, give us a call at 612-564-8. 8135. If you want to ask that question on Science Fantastic and have your thoughts heard on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic, so give us a call.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a caller asking about the asteroid belt. Where did it come from? And Mars, does Mars have scarring from impacts from the asteroid belt? Well, there's something called Bode's Law. It's not an exact law. However, it gives you an approximate equation for the distances of the planets going around the sun. We have Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter. And Bode's Law gives, you know, an approximate formula for the distance between the sun and Mercury, the sun and Venus, the sun on the Earth, and so on and so forth. But when you hit the asteroid belt, there's a big missing blank. There should be a planet there, but there isn't. There's no planet where the asteroid belt is. So some people say, aha, this means that there was once a planet there, but it got blown up. Something happened to that planet. Maybe it got too close to Jupiter. Maybe it collided with another planet that was forming in the same vicinity. Maybe it was hit by a gigantic meteor or something. Well, you can speculate endlessly about that. The leading theory is that perhaps it was a planet that never quite formed. Because in the early days of the solar system, the solar system was a gigantic ball of gas, maybe a light year across, but it was spinning slowly. And as gravity began to compress this ball of gas, and as it began to spin, it collapsed into a disk. That disk is called the ecliptic plane. And out of that disk, the planets began to condense. So the leading theory is that it was a planet that never quite formed, possibly by a collision, possibly because the way in which matter collides and clumps together did not happen perfectly, and so we have the asteroid belt. But, I'll be blunt, your guess is as good as mine. Nobody was there billions of years ago, 4 billion years ago or so, when the solar system was formed, so we don't know for sure. Now, you mentioned the fact that maybe, just maybe, we can pick up the scars of impacts that took place during that time. Well, that's possible. If you look at the surface of the planets, you see that there's plenty of room for ancient collisions that may have taken place. But let's face it, no one was there to witness it, so we really don't know for sure. And again, the leading theory is that the asteroid belt was created by a planet that never quite formed. But why? Why didn't it form? Did it have a collision with another gigantic asteroid? We don't know for sure. For example, look at the Earth. The Earth, we think, had a collision with an object about the size of Mars about 4.1 billion years ago, and that created the Moon. And so we have ample evidence that the early solar system was quite dramatic, collisions were commonplace, and the Earth itself collided with an object about the size of Mars 4.1 billion years ago, and that object then blew a lot of the guts of the Earth into outer space, and the guts eventually condensed into what is called the Moon. And that would explain several facts. One fact is that the astronauts bringing back moon rocks found that moon rocks are almost identical to Earth rocks in terms of oxygen, carbon, iron content. The Moon came out of the Earth. And we think it came out of the Earth because of a collision that took place about 4.1 billion years ago. But hey, we weren't there to witness it, so we don't know for sure exactly where the asteroid belt came from. Okay, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Mike. I'm from Northern Michigan. Thank you for your service. I was in the Signal Corps myself. I listen to Science Fantastic on Triple Talk, WMKT. And forgive me if this question has been asked already, but is it possible to have a planetary system rather than a solar system that is geocentric rather than heliocentric, that is, a body of gas like an O20 on the HRD that rotates gravitationally around a massive rocky planet? I would argue physics allow it. Thelma.
Well, to answer your question about whether or not we can have a planetary solar system rather than a sun-based solar system, you have to go back to Isaac Newton's laws of motion. Why do we even have a solar system to begin with? Because the center of gravity of the solar system is the sun. And a huge fraction of the mass of the solar system is concentrated not in Jupiter, but in the sun. The sun is the 800-pound gorilla in the room. It is so massive that it can swing all the planets around it. Now, if you were to replace the sun with a small planetary object, okay, so you have a planetary system and not a solar system, then if you simply use Newton's laws of gravity, you would find that the slightest perturbation would make it unstable. In other words, a planet at the center of the solar system would not have enough energy and gravitational force to preserve the solar system. So temporarily, the planets would move around another planet, but eventually perturbations would take place, oscillations would take place, and the solar system would fly apart. In other words, it's unstable. So it's a good thing that we have the sun, which is so large, because that is the center of gravity which holds the solar system together. If we had a planet instead of a star at the center of the solar system, then it would not be powerful enough, according to Newton's laws of gravity, to hold the solar system together, and the slightest perturbation would cause the whole thing to fly apart. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let me answer some of the other questions that I get in the email. There's no way that I can answer each one individually, so I'll try to answer them collectively. I get certain emails from people who say that 2 years from now, we have to celebrate something. 52 years ago, I mean, almost 50 years ago, in 1974, we had the Arecibo Radio Telescope, which sent a historic message into outer space, and some people want to commemorate that event of 1974. Carl Sagan was involved with that, and that sent a message. It sent a message to outer space, to any alien civilization who would be listening, about the details of life on the Earth, details of who we are, where we're located with regards to, let's say, the quasars in the galaxy, what we look like, the level of our mathematics, and so on and so forth. In other words, any alien civilization picking up our message would have a fairly good indication of where we're located and how advanced we are. And these individuals want to celebrate the 50th anniversary of that event. Well, my personal point of view is, that's a really bad idea. A really bad idea. My personal point of view is that we shouldn't advertise our existence to aliens in outer space until we know what they're all about, until we know their intentions. Now, unfortunately, we've been brainwashed by Hollywood into thinking that the aliens might be like E.T. Soft, cuddly, cute, benevolent, like E.T. Well, yeah, that's a possibility. In fact, let's hope that the aliens are like E.T., but, well, take a look at Star Trek, where we have the Borg, an organization of very advanced aliens that simply want to suck the life blood out of every other civilization that it comes in contact with. Now, take a look at War of the Worlds by H.G. Wells. The Martians were the enemy back then, but the Martians didn't hate us. The Martians had no grudge against humanity. We were just in the way. We had to be pushed out because Mars was dying, and the Martians needed a moist and warm planet to inhabit, and that meant pushing out the Earthlings. So, in other words, there's a wide variety of possibilities, but to advertise our existence without knowing what's out there, I think it's a very foolish idea. Because think of what happened in Mexico when Cortez and his conquistadors met Montezuma and the Aztecs. Well, Montezuma made the biggest mistake in all of ancient history. He thought that Cortez was a god. Nope, he was a bloodthirsty pirate. And look at what happened as a consequence. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to have your thoughts heard on 100 radio stations. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a USA News update. A tornado outbreak in the Midwest has hit Arkansas particularly hard. There are deaths, injuries, and widespread damage after a tornado ripped through Little Rock.
They say tornado sounds like a train coming, so that's what I heard.
In the city of Wynn, the police chief reports total destruction and is asking for help to free people trapped. That tornado then moved northeast, hitting a hospital in Tennessee. In Belvedere, Illinois, there were casualties when part of a roof collapsed at a theater where hundreds were attending a concert. Former President Trump will be arraigned in Manhattan in the criminal case against him Tuesday afternoon. He's expected to plead not guilty. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and his office have reportedly been inundated with death threats since word of the indictment was announced. Trump has also received more than $4 million in donations. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on the air. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a caller asking questions about this universe, and now I'd like to simply answer some of the emails that I get. One email that I got concerns the SETI Project. Now, the SETI Project is a search for extraterrestrial intelligence in the universe. I'm all in favor of that. I'm all in favor of listening in and eavesdropping on conversations between advanced alien civilizations. But there's an offshoot of the SETI Project called the METI Project. And the METI Project want to celebrate in 2 years the 50th anniversary of the sending of the Arecibo Radio Telescope message into the galaxy. We were advertising our existence to the aliens. In that message beamed to the stars by a radio telescope, we had The details of where we're located with regards to the galaxy are the state of our mathematics and science and the state of our civilization. In other words, here we are. We have come of age. And now people want to send a second message, even bigger than the first one, commemorating the 50th anniversary of that historic moment when we sent that message into outer space. Well, as I said, I think that's a really bad idea. Until we know what the aliens are about, I think it's foolish to advertise their existence. And I mentioned Cortez and Montezuma. Cortez was a Spanish conquistador that destroyed the Aztec civilization. And how did he do it? Well, Cortez had steel weapons. The Aztecs had bronze weapons because they were a Bronze Age civilization. Cortez had the horse. The Aztecs had no horse. The horse had gone extinct in North America and South America. There were no horses back then. And so the horse that Cortez had shocked the Aztecs. And Cortez, of course, had gunpowder. Gunpowder by which he could slaughter thousands of the Aztecs. And how long did it take for him to smash the civilization of the Aztecs? Just a few months. In a few months, he toppled the leadership and rewrote world history just because his technology was maybe a few hundred years more advanced than the technology of the Aztecs. And after all, what is evolution all about? Evolution is about survival of the fittest. Maybe that applies to the evolution of alien civilizations in outer space as well. Survival of the fittest. Well, who's more fit? Us? Or an alien civilization like the Borg on Star Trek that gobbles up weaker civilizations? For a moment, think of yourself as a deer. Think of yourself as a deer in the forest, and for the first time in your life, you see a human. Does the deer assume that the human is going to bring food and nutrition and treat the deer like a pet? Or, more than likely, the human has a deer rifle and is hungry for deer meat. Think about that for a moment. You cannot trust luck alone when you encounter an advanced civilization, because an advanced civilization capable of reaching us from the stars is perhaps several thousand years more advanced than us. So in other words, watch out. Now some people say that, well, don't we broadcast I Love Lucy into outer space anyway? Well, I'll say a few things about that after the break. So let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of science fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, before the break, we're just saying a few things about what is called the METI Project. The CITI Project, as you know, is the search for intelligent life in outer space by eavesdropping on alien conversations using our radio telescopes. The METI Project is the opposite, trying to directly contact alien civilizations by beaming a message from a radio telescope into outer space, advertising our existence, giving the precise location of where we are in the galaxy, the state of our technology, a little bit of physics, a little bit of mathematics, a little bit about who we are, with the message, come and join us. We are peaceful. Come on in. The water's fine. I think that is a horrible idea. Horrible. Until we know what the aliens are all about. Because, well, what is evolution all about? Evolution is about survival of the fittest. What happens if we are not the fittest? I mean, if an alien civilization can reach us from outer space, reach us from hundreds of light years, that means their technology is perhaps thousands of years more advanced than us. And so when they encounter us, what are they going to think? Well, they're not going to want to eat us because we're not made out of the same DNA, but maybe we're just going to be in the way. If you're a deer in the forest and you meet a hunter, chances are you're going to be dead meat unless you run and hide. You cannot assume that the humans are friendly. Because if you make one mistake, then it's all over for you. So in other words, I think it's a bad idea to advertise our existence to the aliens in outer space, but that's going to happen in 2 years. In 2 years already, some scientists are getting together to have a splashy 50th year anniversary of the sending of a similar message by Carl Sagan back in 1974. I think that's a bad idea. A better idea is to send humans into outer space with our rockets. And that's what the Artemis rocket is all about. The Artemis rocket is poised to be launched. Well, not this year, because it's only going to be a dry run this year, but perhaps in 2 years, we're going to send this rocket around the moon, carrying a woman and a person of color to explore the moon after so many decades when we pretty much forgot about the moon. So the Artemis rocket will launch the Orion space capsule, carrying human astronauts around the moon, perhaps around 2024. And That in turn will eventually lead to a landing on the moon, probably around 2026, and perhaps around 2030 at the earliest, a mission to Mars. And so going to Mars is not science fiction at all. Now, going to the moon is a hop, skip, and a jump. The moon is about 3 days away. So you get into your rocket ship, and in 3 days, you're circling around the moon. Mars is different. It takes 9 months to reach Mars, 9 months just to get to the red planet. Then you have to wait a few months for the planets to realign, and then another 9 months for a return trip. And that is a minimum two-year voyage to the red planet, sometime after 2030. Well, who's backing it? Among other people, Elon Musk, one of the richest men on Earth, is building what is called the Starship. Now, why should you care? The Starship is not an ordinary rocket. Other rockets are designed for a very specific mission, like going to an asteroid or going to the moon. The Starship is supposed to be an all-purpose rocket to go across the entire solar system. So in other words, Elon Musk thinks big. He's not just talking about a hop, skip, and a jump to the moon. Nope. Not even a hop, skip, and a jump to Mars. He's talking about a rocket ship that could begin the colonization of the solar system. Now, that's big thinking. However, let's be real. It's not going to be an easy trip going to Mars. As I said, a round trip is about 2 years. Plus, the temperature of Mars is really, really cold. And it does not mean that it's going to be a joyride going to the planet Mars. So once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org. I have 5 million fans on Facebook. My website is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is about the greatest quest in the history of science to find that one equation, that unifying principle, which would explain everything. So the book is called The God Particle, The Quest for a Theory of Everything.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, I'm answering emails that I get. One consistent set of emails I get is about immortality. Is it possible? Is it a pipe dream? Is it nothing but a bunch of nonsense by people pushing snake oil? Well, there really is something there. A new science is being born called biogerontology about the aging process. You know, until recently, we didn't even know what aging was. Why do we get old? Why do we get wrinkles? Why do we have to die? And the answer to that happens to deal with the buildup of air in our body. When DNA divides, when cells divide, errors are introduced. And these errors accumulate to cause aging process because cells begin to work less efficiently. They become frail. They die. And in fact, our cells have a clock. It is a biological clock. The chromosomes get shorter and shorter after every reproduction. After about 60 reproductions, the cell goes into senescence and eventually dies. In other words, there is a clock, a genetic clock, ticking away in all our cells. And also, science is beginning to realize the nature of aging. Aging is the buildup of errors. Genetic errors, errors in our DNA, errors that pile up. Think of a car. Where does aging take place in a car? Think about that for a moment. Where does aging take place in a car? Well, the engine. That's where you have carbon buildup. That's where things begin to fall apart. When the engine falls apart, the car is basically junk. Well, what is the engine of a cell? The engine of a cell is the mitochondria, the engine, the powerhouse of the cell. That's where oxidation takes place. And what is oxidation? The buildup of mistakes. Errors that build up because of the burning process of our metabolism. And so we sort of know what aging is. And is it possible to delay it? Well, there's only one known way to perhaps extend the human lifespan, and it's not a very pleasant procedure. It's called caloric restriction. It works, believe it or not. Forget the snake oil. It actually does work. They tested it on insects, on small mammals, on dogs, cats, even primates. You eat 30% less, you live 30% longer. Now, there's a problem. Who wants to eat 30% less? You become lethargic, you become very slow, you lose all interest in sex. It's a very boring lifestyle, but you live longer. You live longer with a very boring lifestyle. So the question is it possible to have the benefits of caloric restriction without the side effect, which is you basically lose interest in life, become very lethargic and lazy? Well, that's where science begins to end. We don't know. There are many theories and thoughts about it. Certain chemicals have been found that reduce the oxidation process. Oxidation being, for example, like the rusting of a cell in some sense. But we don't have the one cure-all yet. However, we have candidates that I mentioned in my book, but we don't have the magic fountain of youth that would allow us to repair the genetic damage and live longer. But first of all, is immortality a violation of the laws of science? Does science say that it's impossible to live forever? And the answer is no. There's something called the second law of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics says that in a closed system, everything ages. Everything has air buildup. Everything gets older, falls apart, gets rusty, and dies. That's a law. The second law of thermodynamics. But there's a loophole. Notice that I said in a closed system. In a closed system, you will eventually die. You get older, you fall apart, you die. However, we don't live in a closed system. We get energy from the sun. So why is it that we can defy the second law of thermodynamics? Because of sunlight. Sunlight gives us nourishment. Sunlight gives us the energy to create a baby, and it starts all over again. So, what about the outside interference of genetic engineering? That's where we start to talk about living forever. Because of the fact that if death is caused by the buildup of mistakes in our DNA, mistakes in our genome, then why don't we fix some of those mistakes? This is where CRISPR technology comes in. CRISPR technology won the Nobel Prize for two women scientists just a few years ago. It allows you to edit, just like a word processor, it allows you to edit our genome. This is incredible. Who would have thought that one day you would get a device that looks like a word processor that manipulates genes, not just paper and ink, but genes. So the hope is that one day we'll be able to reduce the air buildup in our genome, either by intervention or better lifestyle or chemicals, and roll back the hands of time, because what is the hands of time? The buildup of air, genetic air in our DNA. That's why we get old. That's why we die. I should also point out there's another form of immortality. We talked about biological immortality, which we don't have yet, but cyber immortality, digital immortality, we're going to have very soon. You know, William Shatner, the actor, was interviewed for 5 days in front of a camera, and he was asked all sorts of biographical questions about where he grew up, his thoughts, everything for 4 days. And it's being put into a software program where you can ask questions that will last forever. Digital immortality. Your thoughts, your ideas in a computer program that can be accessed forever. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Go to my website, mkaku.org. Go to my Facebook site. We have 5 million fans on Facebook. And find out what all the excitement is about. Get a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Is it possible to find one unifying, overarching theme to the entire universe? Well, we physicists think so. Get a copy of The God Equation.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.